On Ash Wednesday, the prayer over the people at the end of Mass says this: Pour out a spirit of compunction, O God, on those who bow before your majesty, and by your mercy may they merit the reward you promise to those who do penance. And haven't you always wondered, what is compunction? Pour out a spirit of compunction. What in the world is compunction? If you have to take the SAT or the ACT and you get to the vocab word compunction, how would you define it? If you remember your Latin, you know that compunction comes from the Latin word pungere, which means to prick, to puncture, to sting. The dictionary says that compunction is anxiety arising from an awareness of guilt. So there's a sting of guilt. There's a pricked conscience. The Catechism of the Catholic Church in paragraph 1431 actually talks about compunction. It says, conversion of heart is accompanied by salutary pain and sadness, which the fathers of the church called animi cruciatus and compunctio cordis. Now, those are some stunning Latin phrases. Animi cruciatus, literally a crucified soul. Or you could translate it a grieved soul. Or a tortured soul. Compunctio cordis, there's the word compunction. It means a pierced heart. So compunction is a pierced, punctured heart, a grieved soul, a soul that is full of pain and sadness at the effects that our sins have on Almighty God. And since there's such a link between the soul and the body, this pierced, punctured, grieved heart manifests itself in the body almost always with tears. Compunction manifested in the body almost always manifests itself with tears. And if you're looking for a good example of compunction from the Bible, take a look at the unnamed sinful woman in today's gospel. She stood behind Jesus at his feet weeping and began to bathe his feet with her tears. I think her picture should be in the Catholic dictionary next to the word compunction. Her tears express her grieved, pierced heart. They express her sadness for her many sins. Another person that you might put in that Catholic dictionary next to the glossary definition of compunction would be our friend St. Peter. After St. Peter denies Jesus three times, St. Luke records that our Lord turned and looked at Peter. And it was then that Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times. And St. Luke says that Peter went out and wept bitterly. That's compunction. In the almost 19 years that I've been a priest, it has been a humble honor to be an instrument of mercy in the sacrament of penance, and to see so many souls with that spirit of compunction in the confessional. That's why I always keep very handy a Kleenex box in the confessional. Compunction. I know in my own life, many, many confessions. I remember crying and weeping for my many sins. And one time I was confessing and I was crying and the priest said, do you believe that God can forgive your sins? I'm trying to wipe away the tears. And I said, yes, yes, I believe that Jesus can forgive my sins. And he says, that's important. You must believe that Jesus can forgive your sins. And perhaps the priest thought that I was crying in despair, that Jesus couldn't forgive my sins. I wasn't despairing of Jesus' incredible mercy. I was moved to compunction. I was so grieved that my sins had hurt Jesus so much. And I worry as I get older that I don't have that spirit of compunction for my sins. I say I'm sorry for my sins. I try to amend my life. But as we get older, sometimes we have a hard heart. And we don't really get how my sins hurt God. I don't have a pierced heart. I don't grieve and weep for my sins as much as I used to. You probably have heard the story of St. John Vianney, the great patron of parish priests and confessors in Ars, France in the 1800s. And you probably have heard the story that when St. John Vianney got up to the pulpit to preach in the little village of Ars, France, that he would cry. And they would ask Father Vianney, they would say, well, Father, why are you crying as you give the sermon? And St. John Vianney said, I weep because you don't weep. I weep because you don't weep. He didn't find that sense of compunction in his congregation. He said, I weep because you don't weep. If only the Lord were not so good. But he is so good. Indeed. The Catechism of the Catholic Church talks about this in paragraph 1432. It says, it is in discovering the greatness of God's love that our heart is shaken with horror and weight of sin and begins to fear offending God by sin and being separated from Him. Indeed, in this year of mercy, we are meant to discover the greatness of God's love. Why? So that our heart will be shaken by the horror and weight of our sins. That our heart would be grieved, pierced with the hurt that the most sacred heart feels at my sins. During this year of mercy, the sinful woman's weeping and tears in today's gospel inspire me today to pray for a spirit of compunction. I invite you to join me, that we would all grieve and weep for our sins, and so that the Lord would say to us, as he said to the woman in today's gospel, those glorious words, your sins are forgiven. Now go in peace.